Welcome to Douglas. We have a lot to tell you about this town. Drive into town and find a place to park. There's shopping, great food, and even a self-guided walking tour that will guide you to many historic homes and buildings. Let's find out more about Douglas from Jim Schmanken.
Douglas began as a more or less a satellite town of the early lumbering village way out at Singapore, which is at the Saugatuck Harbor, as Saugatuck was also a satellite, in a sense, industrial satellite of that old lost village. Douglas was really founded in 1851 as a lumber town. A mill was built in Douglas near where the bridge is now, the Blue Star Bridge, and by a man by the name of Jonathan Wade and some other investors. The Wades developed that early industry, also built a hotel on that same street, that's Washington Street. Then Jonathan Wade built a house for himself. The first house in Douglas was also built on Washington Street. So Washington Street was the location of the first mill, the first hotel, and the first house. It stretches along from north to south. Only the house remains. But the Wades then faced some competition, not only from nearby Saugatuck, but also from another family that moved in by the name of Dutcher. And so for a number of years, after the 1850s up until about 1870, the town was really split into two parts, more or less run by and dominated by the two clans, the Dutchers in the south, and the Dutchers had, in the meantime, bought the mill, and the Wades to the north end of town. In fact, the Wades called their town Dudleyville. That competition between the two clans didn't come to an end until 1870, when the village incorporated itself with the name of Douglas, and that was a decision that was made by the postmaster. The little house at 149 Washington Street still exists, and it's at the corner of Washington South Street. It was recently discovered to be the original Wade House. It's a tiny cottage, but it's a remarkable little place because it's a plank house, which you can't see from the outside, but only see from the inside. It's only been about a year or so since that discovery was made, but it's a charming little house on the corner of South and Washington. It has a white picket fence around it and a sign out in front that it is the Wade Cottage. That may be the oldest house in Allegan County. I'm not sure. The town of Douglas was a fairly active industrial town. The bridge that you go over now, the Blue Star Bridge, was really a series of about four bridges connected, two of the bridges being causeways, four bridges that connected together, and it wasn't built until 1869. So for the first couple decades of the village's life, the villagers had to go to Saugatuck by ferry, by the chain ferry that you could see if you went over into Saugatuck today, the chain ferry that still runs. So there was no bridge connection, and through that little channel came and went fairly good-sized steamships from Chicago to the Douglas port. So it was a port for lumber and a port for export of fruit. Douglas was probably most famous as being Michigan's largest and one of the earliest producers of fruit for export, particularly peaches, particularly sent to Chicago, where they called Douglas peaches Michigan gold. Today, Douglas has enjoyed a renaissance in architectural building restoration, and today Douglas is a beautiful village restored and rehabilitated to some semblance of its old self. It is a village with a good number of art galleries, shops, and some very, very fine restaurants. Some of the finest restaurants in the area are now in Douglas. Many of the old houses have been restored and have been purchased by Chicago and other people. So it's become quite a gentrified little village, and in some ways has surpassed Saugatuck in some of its charm. It still has a very, very small village charm to it.
As a matter of fact, in 2004, Douglas and the next town you'll visit, Saugatuck, won the prestigious Preserve America Award. Two of only 28 cities and towns across the United States to win the award, signed by Laura Bush. In the meantime, I hope you had a chance to walk around and check out the shops and restaurants here. If you are continuing on to Saugatuck, you'll need to put in the North to a Roots CD.